let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for spending some time with us today. The Mummy is the story of good and evil, written by Sammy Miray, the youngest author to publish a book in the U.S. He was 6 at the time. He's pushing 8 now. The Mummy is illustrated by his sister, Menna, who is 10. Sammy has written 4 books so far. The Mummy, the first published. They both love reading and making books. A percentage, by the way, the profits from The Mummy being given to support childhood education in Africa. And Sammy and Menna joining us on This Week in America via Skype. Welcome, everybody. It's great to have you on the program today. Welcome.
Hi.
So much to talk about with this book. We've got the youngest author to publish a book in the United States. Did that a couple of years ago, and he's got more ready to go here. Sammy, I'll start with you. When did this idea start of not only writing, but maybe getting this book published? Where did that interest come from? When did this start for you?
When I started reading, I felt like that wasn't enough. I wanted to write more. I wanted to write books.
And you've done that so well in this story that we'll touch on in a second. And Menna, from your standpoint, when did all of this artwork, a beautifully illustrated book, you've taken Sammy's ideas and you've put them, illustrated them, put them in the book, The Mummy. When did this art begin for you? When did this interest in doing art start?
I've loved to draw since I could hold a pencil, and I've actually won some awards for my drawing.
Well, I can understand that because the book is beautifully illustrated. The book is The Mummy. And by the way, I'll give you information on their website. It's Sammy and Menna, MENNA.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Sam, let's talk about the book, the theme of the book. Where did this idea come from? You've had this thing where I think I'd like to write a book. How did this idea come about to be the first published book that you've done?
When I've always liked superheroes, I felt like I wanted to make my own superhero who fights bad guys, and I just made up a mummy who fights bad guys.
Well, yes, and talk about being able to do that, because this is Sammy's superhero. This is all created in your mind. What was that like, thinking out the story and laying out the details for the story? Was that fun to do?
Yes, sir.
How long did it take you to write the book?
It took me like a week.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. Menna, when did you get involved in the book? As Sammy was writing this, did you say, I can do the illustrations? Did he ask you if you would? How did it happen that you also are part of this project?
He actually asked me to do the illustrations because he liked how I drew, and I wanted to do the illustrations because I love drawing and art.
And you were able to take this story, and Sam, let's go back and talk about how the story developed. You've created this superhero in there. It's the tale of Tom the Mummy. Talk about who Tom is.
Tom is a crime-fighting superhero. He's fighting a bad guy, and it's actually a cat named Jackson.
Yeah, and the cat Jackson has some bots that are working for him, so he's not alone. He's out to wage war, and he's got his infantry lined up, doesn't he, with the bots that he's got?
Yes, sir.
Where did this idea come from? Is this based on a cat you had or any story that's in your mind? How did this unfold as you were starting to set up Tom the Mummy along with Jackson?
It came from my mind and my cat, Garbanzo.
Okay.
We've had him since he was a kitten, and he is very chubby, so we named him Garbanzo, like the bean.
Well, I like that, and the inspiration for Jackson in the book. Menna, what was it like as you were part of this process? Were you drawing at the same time that Sam was writing, or did he come to you afterwards?
At the same time, so in the back of the book, there's a picture of us. So he'd write the page, and then he'd pass it to me, and then he'd tell me what to illustrate. And we just collaborate on the illustrating, then I draw.
And you did such a good job of taking what the words that Sam has written and putting those into the illustrations in the book. What was that process like for you? Because it seems like you really captured what Sam was trying to say in the book.
He's my little brother, so I've known him since he was born, so I don't know what he wants to say.
So when he says something or writes something, you know exactly what's on his mind. And Sammy, what was that like for you, that you have these ideas and suddenly you're writing them and you see them on paper and then you're seeing them illustrated by your sister? How much fun was that Mendel was part of this project?
It's really fun.
I mean, the fact that the two of you could work together and do this is just amazing. And I mentioned that part of the proceeds are going to go to a very special cause. Talk about that, because I know both of you felt it was really important to take some of the proceeds and to do something good with this. What's happening to some of the proceeds from the mummy?
It's going to our grandma's company, Love Mercy. I mean, my dad's.
Yes, and Love Mercy. That will help so many people around the world. Let's talk about the illustrations in the book done by Mena. The book cover is very well done as well. Who did the book cover?
He wanted to do the book cover, so he got to do it.
So that was yours. That sort of sets the stage there for what we're about to read in the book. Talk about developing the story and telling the story. What was that like for you? Obviously, you've read a lot of books. Did you get ideas from how to write this from books that you've read in the past?
I wanted to write this because I read superhero books. And when I was little, I wanted to be a real superhero.
So here is your opportunity to create the world and to share it with everybody in the book, The Mummy, by Samuel Myhre. That's Myhre. The illustrations by his sister Mena. And you'll find the book available, of course, at Amazon, at bookventure.com, and the bookstore, their website, sammyandmeta.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about your interest and sort of what your writing skills develop because of your interest in certain topics. Sammy, I'll start with you. Do you like science, art, that type of thing?
Yes, sir.
And we've got robots in the book, The Mummy. How much fun was that, creating robots? In fact, would you like to have your own robot? Was that something that could help you with homework and help you around the house?
Yes, sir.
Well, maybe we'll see that in some of the other books. And Mendel, what are some of the topics, the subjects in school that you like? What are some of your interests other than illustrating?
I like history. I like learning about the past. And I also like art and math and science.
What other books are you working on? I mentioned that you've written some. This was the first one published. Sammy, what are some of the books that you're working on now?
Right now, some of the books I'm working on, I'm working on The Mummy 2 and Up. I'm working them up.
Well, yeah, as soon as you mentioned that, it's like, yeah, this could be a whole series of books based on The Mummy, isn't it? You've got the characters there that people like, and we've got the ideas from Mena's illustrations, what they look like, and that would be good to follow in that suit. Mena, what would you like to do, when you get out of school? Is this illustrations, you were graphic artist type thing, you were so good at this. Is this something you would like to do?
Yes, I do like to draw. I like anything that involves art, and I love DIYing and crafting.
This is interesting. So I see a career there for both of you. And Sammy, writing, is this something you want to continue to do? I understand that you'd like to be maybe a DJ at some point, a writer when you get older. What would you like to do? You got a lot of time to make this decision, but what would you like to do?
I would like to be both.
And you could do that. I mean, you could do that. DJ, what's your inspiration for that? Why does that sound like that would be fun?
I'm really into like music and sounds. I really love sounds and all those stuff.
He loves playing with the app that's GarageBand. He loves making
Yes.
those sounds.
Very good. Well, I'm sure that you will tackle that with the same enthusiasm you've tackled the writing part of your career. We're talking with the youngest published author in the United States, 6 at the time. He's almost 8 now. That is Sammy, his sister Minna, who is with us on the program. Book available at Book Venture in the bookstore there. You can get it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about how much fun this has been for you, not just the writing part of it, but actually picking up a book. Sammy, seeing your cover there, seeing your name on the cover, you open it up, you've got your words, you've got your sister's pictures. What was that like the first time when you saw the book, the actual published book?
I felt really amazed, and I didn't know that time I was a published author.
And then you pick up the book, and all of a sudden, you've got the book that people from literally all around the world can enjoy. Minna, to see what you did, the illustrations, helping your brother sort of articulate his thoughts in the book, but actually seeing your work there. What was that like for you when you opened the book and like, wow, those are my pictures there in a book that people can buy and read all over the world?
I was very happy that I could share my artwork with everybody, and I love to draw, so that was very exciting for me.
With us on the program, we've got Samuel and Minna Miray. Their book is available, The Mummy, available at bookventure.com, as well as, of course, at Amazon. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and it will take you there to get information. On the website, you'll see pictures. You'll get information on the book there as well. I was going to say pictures of Sammy and Minna as they were kids. It was a couple of years ago. Cute pictures on the website. Where does this love for arts, you know, we've talked about, writing, illustration, that type of thing. Family members, who has encouraged you to really enjoy and express yourself through the arts as you've been able to do? Who has done that in your life?
My Uncle Steiner and my mom. My Uncle Steiner and me love to draw, both of us. So I've always loved to draw and show him my artwork.
And Sammy, how did this start for you where you were really encouraged to do this? You wanted to tell your own superhero story, but somebody had to encourage you and get you to do that. Who's encouraged you along the way to do this writing?
My mom.
So she's been there very supportive. And boy, it really shows because the book is so well done. How many books are you working on now, Sammy? It seems like you got a lot of ideas in your mind there of books that you'd like to write.
Right now I'm working on 4 books, and yeah.
Well, and we'll check the website to see the information there, Sammy and Minna, MENNA.com, to get all the information on the book there. Let's talk a little bit, and Sammy, what are some of the books that you read? Do you enjoy reading a lot of books?
Yes, sir. I like enjoying comics.
Okay. Probably get a lot of ideas from. Do you get ideas as you're reading that, or do you thinking, okay, that's something that I could write about in one of my books?
Yes, I get it from comics.
A lot of ideas in the superhero that comes to life in Sammy's book, The Mummy. Minna, from your standpoint in doing the illustrations, are there people that when you see an illustration that captures your attention, you're like, wow, that's really impressive. I would like to do something like that. Who inspires you in terms of, and I guess maybe your uncle would fall into that category. Who inspires you with the illustrations, the drawings?
All the books I read, I love to read comics, and I love watching the pictures, how they move.
And
from panel to panel.
Yeah, it's the science that goes behind this. Besides just picturing something, there's a reason for that, and you've done that so well in capturing what Sammy's been able to do with the books. I got a couple minutes left. What has this been like, brother and sister working together on this? And I think it certainly appears the two of you sort of know what the other one is thinking. That really helps, doesn't it? You don't have to explain to somebody something. You know exactly what they're talking about.
Yes, sir. It does help.
What is the reaction that you've gotten from other kids, from family members? You know, Sammy being the author, the youngest published author in the country. How much fun is this, and what kind of reaction do you get from other kids?
Other kids are like, wow, when I show them the book, they're like, wow, your little brother's the youngest author. And I'm like, and I illustrated it, and they're just so amazed, and they're like, that's so cool.
And it really is. And Sammy, we mentioned youngest. You have to be certainly one of the youngest illustrators of a book out there, being with just a couple years, I think 3 years older than Sammy. It has been fun having both of you on the program today to talk about this, and look forward to more in the Mummy series. The book is The Mummy. Samuel Mirey and his sister, he's the writer, youngest writer, published author in the U.S., illustrations by his sister, Menna, M-E-N-N-A, and the cover work available done by Sam as well. Information at their website, which is sammyandmenna.com. Information on the book there, pictures on the book there as well. The book's available at Book Venture in their bookstore, and you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to link on directly to their website, get information on the book. Sammy and Menna, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hope you've had a good time. Love having you on to talk about the book. Congratulations on the success of this. We look forward to reading many more and hopefully being able to talk again. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It is fun having you with us, and thanks to your mother, Mary, who has been encouraging you and helped us set up the interview today. So thank her as well. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us, where you will get information on Sammy and Menna and their book, The Mummy. You can log on directly to their website, sammyandmenna.com, and get information on the book. We're back on today's program after we pause for these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.